I'll use it, just in case. I just want to say, Alex and I have been coming here for a while, but it's a true honor and privilege to be standing here and speaking this morning. So I thought I'd share a bit about me, because you don't know me very well. I sound American. I'm not American. I'm very, very English. I grew up in a small village called Wolston, very close to Coventry. And when I was 15, my dad and I went on holiday to Las Vegas. My dad met someone. 2 weeks later, they got married, and we never left. So I spent 19 years of my life in the States, and 6 years ago decided to move back to London, which was quite a shock, because then I realized how American I was. But I will say, for 25 years, I've been walking with the Lord. So I gave my life to the Lord when I was 16, and the first scripture I ever memorized, which I think Alex can put up, was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And through my entire walk with the Lord the last 25 years, this scripture has been the one that I go back to over and over again in every situation, and it reveals itself in different ways to me. So I'll read it out loud. Trust the Lord with your whole heart. Lean not on your own understandings, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your steps. Sounds really simple, right? Really simple, and I like simple. I love simple. But it always brings a few questions to mind. What does trusting the Lord actually look like? Because it says trust Him. What does that look like? What is leaning not on myself? I don't know how to do that. And then acknowledging God. How do I acknowledge Him? And then the trust part, He'll direct my steps. Well, I mean, what does that look like to you? There's so many questions, so many questions. So I checked Webster's Dictionary for trust, and it defines it as assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Sounds pretty easy, but if you say, if someone said to me, oh, just trust Doug. I don't know Doug that well. I know he wears colorful shoes. Every week there's a different pair. But I don't know Doug very well. I know he's faithful. He comes here, he does worship, he loves music. And we could all say this about someone or anyone in our lives. It's not easy to trust. It's hard to trust. So even just this first line, trust the Lord with your whole heart, I'm struggling. I don't know how to do that. So, as a new Christian, and now as a seasoned Christian, I guess, I lean on the names of God. I can trust in His name. And so I have a few of His names that I wrote down as some verses, but we'll go through them. So what are His names? El is the first one, which is the only absolute, infallible, mighty, strong, prominent one, sworn to be the covenant-keeping God. El is the complete name of God, and is the prefix to other names of God. So you'll see it in front of other names. And there's a verse here, Deuteronomy 10:17. For the Lord your God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. Okay, so I can trust that He's absolute, He's infallible, He's mighty, He's strong. That's good. He's also El Ro, God who sees me. El Ro, God who sees me. So first off, we go to El. He's the only absolute, infallible, mighty, strong, prominent one, sworn to be the covenant-keeping God, and He sees me. He sees you. That, even now, gives me goosebumps. Because I'm just Haley from a very poor village in Wolston, close to Coventry. Not much. I didn't grow up with a lot. I've got a crazy testimony and story that is hard to piece together sometimes. But God sees me. And the verse for this is Genesis 16:13. And this is Hagar. So Hagar was Sarah's maidservant. And Sarah couldn't have children. She asked Hagar to carry a child for her. And then they cast her out. And so Hagar verse says, "Then Hagar called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, for she said, have I also here seen him who sees me? Even in the midst of being cast out from a family that had loved her, taken care of her, provided for her, used her, she's in the desert with her child, and the thing that she knows is God sees her. It's okay. I can trust that. I can trust with my whole heart that God sees me today where I am. Not where I'm going to be just yet." So that's a good one. El Shaddai. I like this one. The Almighty, the all-sufficient God. So again, the only absolute, infallible, mighty, strong, prominent one, sworn to the cup to keep his covenants, and the Almighty, all-sufficient. Almighty indicates his fullness and riches, his willingness to extend mercy and grace to us. And he doesn't grow weary in that. He never gets tired. He never needs to take a nap like I did yesterday for an hour. He never grows weary. El Shaddai. It's Psalm 9, I have Psalm 91, verse 1 here, which you probably all quite know well. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Okay, so I'm going to go through the other names of the Lord. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. He is present here today. He was present with you yesterday. He'll be present with you in the future. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. He raises a banner over us. He protects us. We all know this. Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, for his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, and we know that he does, the Lord will lift up a standard, will lift up a banner against him. Jehovah Shalom is my peace. I think we all need peace. Jehovah Ra, my shepherd, he guides me. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. I have a broken heart. I have a broken body. Jehovah Jireh, the God that will provide. And Jehovah Jireh is a good one. It's actually, it shall be seen. So God will provide what shall be seen. It's the prophetic name portraying the coming of the Lord and the sacrifice that Jesus will make for us. So if I go back and I think, trust the Lord with your whole heart, Haley. Lean not on your own understandings. Because if I lean on me, I'm a mess. Trust me, I'm a mess. My life has been a mess. My testimony will tell you it's up and down. It's all over the place. But if I look back and I trust the Lord, I can trust that he sees me. I can trust that he guides me as my shepherd, that he heals me, that he provides for me, that he protects me. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. And I think when that soaks in for me, different parts of my life, my faith grows. So acknowledging the Lord. This bit didn't hit me till quite a bit later in my walk with the Lord. When I would recite this verse over and over to myself, I'd always focus on the trusting the Lord and not leaning on myself. And I'd almost forget about acknowledging him, which is no good. Because acknowledge is to know, to acknowledge, to perceive. And actually, the Hebrew here word for acknowledge is yada, which is to know, known, knowledge, perceive, tell, understand, acquaintance, consider, declare, teach, advise, and answer. So if you acknowledge, you're an acquaintance of something, of someone. You're considering them, you're declaring them, you're sharing who this is. And so when I look back through my life, I have to stop and acknowledge the Lord. And when I'm in hard times and I have to trust him, which is not always easy to do, I say, God, I know your names, you're El Shaddai, you're Jehovah Jireh, you're providing for me, but I don't see it. I'm struggling. And I can tell you that there was a point in my life when I had fallen and shattered my kneecap, I had a full leg brace on for over a year. I used to walk with a walker. I needed a lot of help mobility-wise, just getting around. My dad had been in a really bad car accident and needed full-time support and care, but I couldn't walk. I got fired from my job because they heard I'd interviewed somewhere else, and in the States, they can fire you at will. I had to move out of my house at the same time because it was getting renovated and was going to be sold. So I'm living in some friend's converted garage, and I had no health insurance. And in the States, you need health insurance for everything. And I needed a lot of physiotherapy. And I needed a pool was the best rehab for my knee. And I had no income, and I was by myself. I was at the lowest I've been in my life. It choked me up. Physically, I was broken. Financially, I was broken. I had no home. And I really had no clue what my future was. And I've already known the Lord for a number of years, and I've been walking with Him. And I can tell you that I had friends in church that had a pool across from the street that I was living on, and I didn't know. They said I could come over and use that pool for my knee, so I did that. My dad started getting on the mend and encouraged me to go to a different state to look at a job that I thought I had no chance of getting. And you know how parents are, because anyone with a parent, you remember that they make you do stuff you don't want to do. And they make you do things that make no sense. And my dad was like, just go up to the building, knock on the door, and ask for a job. I'm like, Dad, it doesn't work like that anymore. You've got to fill out your CV, submit it online. There's a whole different process. And I was fully handicapped. I had a leg brace on, and I didn't want to interview showing that side of me, which is very weak and frail. But I listened to my dad. He drove me to the place. There was a compound, massive gate around it, 1,000 stairs up to the front door. And I knocked on the door. Actually, I rang the intercom at the entryway. And I said, hi, my name's Haley. I sent you my CV. I would like to know if you could give me a job. The lady remembered my name and said, you know what? I remember your name. It just stands out. For no reason, it stood out to her. And she arranged for me to have an interview that day. I had an interview that day, and before I left the building, I had a job. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to move state. I've still got no money. That's going to take a lot to get me there. And a while back, somebody had gifted me a ridiculous statue, which I took to an art gallery to sell. And as I was leaving the compound where I had just been offered a job, I got a phone call from the art gallery saying they sold the statue. And in isolation, these are all very small things, probably. But God saw me. I trusted Him with my whole heart, and He saw me. And now when I go through hard times, I acknowledge Him. I remember when I had nothing and God provided. He provided out of what I thought was thin air, but He provided my need all sufficiently in every possible way. He got me out of Texas into New Mexico. He provided the money for me to move. He provided temporary housing. He provided a pool. When I had absolutely nothing, I had more than I'd ever had before. And I know it sounds really, really easy, or maybe really, really hard, but the easy bit is acknowledging Him. And we all have a testimony. We all have something that we can call on. And when I remember what the Lord has done, it increases my faith. And I remember, oh yeah, He did that before when there was no possible way. And I remember when I met Alex, and Alex and I will both share this one. We were both praying that the Lord would bring somebody into our lives. I've been in London a couple of years at this point, and I hated it. And I moved, went to a different flat, and it was a house converted into four flats. And I was in the second flat, Alex was in the fourth. And we met in a shared hallway. At first I thought he was quite abrupt and rude. Very, very British, I thought. Poorly dressed. Not very well dressed. And then I met him again a couple weeks later. And I said, yeah, I'm new to the area, you know, trying to find a local church. He was going to a local church. So I asked if I could follow him. And the rest is history. But when we both look back, and we have to acknowledge this, we both were praying that God would bring someone into our lives, and he literally dropped me on his doorstep, or me on his. But, you know, and I know we're a church in transition, and we're trying to figure things out. God has already done so much for this church, and for all of us as individuals in this church. And if we remember that and we acknowledge that, it builds our faith. And even in the silence, even in the unknown, we can trust that God is providing. He's working things out. We don't see it just yet. But he's raising our faith. And he's raising our ability to trust him. So it's simple and hard at the same time. It's not hard to remember the good things he's already done for us. And there's so much more to my testimony, that's some of it. But God is good. And when Alex and I were praying about where to move when we wanted to leave London, the house we found was the first house. Everything worked out. When we're looking for a church and we're praying, God, direct us to a church, help us trust you, he directed our feet here. He brought us to this church. And I can tell you that we had prayed and we had been seeking. And we were trusting in him. And I have a couple of scriptures out. I might be able to read these up at the end. But Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. We trust the Lord. We acknowledge him. We're not leaning on ourselves. He's going to direct our steps. And he's going to strengthen us. We're going to run and not walk. We're going to run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not grow faint. And I think, you know, Isaiah 58:11 says that he will guide us continually. Yeah, that one too. The Lord will guide you always and satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land. You'll be a well-watered garden whose springs of water never fails. We're in a drought, people. We're in a drought right now. We all know what it's like to be in a sun-scorched land, and this is England. But the Lord is always guiding us. We're trusting him. If we're not leaning on ourselves, we're acknowledging him. He's going to direct our steps. And he's going to direct our steps, and we'll be a well-watered garden where nothing else is flourishing. And that's what we are here in Merstham. We're going to be a well-watered garden whose springs of water never fail. That's encouraging. We're going to have a testimony, and we should have a testimony night where we all share what God's done in our lives. Big or small, it's huge. God answers our prayers, whether we know it or not. I'm going to close, but I just wanted to encourage everybody to seek the Lord. To trust him, to acknowledge him, to remember what he's already done in your lives, because it's not small, it's huge. It's huge. And I wouldn't be here today without this verse. I wouldn't be anywhere without trusting the Lord. And who else would you want to trust anyway? But that's it from me. Thank you guys for being such a faithful church too. Alex and I have been very blessed coming here, and I was going to say the strength of this church is the hospitality and the people, and we visited a number of churches before and didn't feel the same warmth and love. So thank you for accepting us, for loving us, bringing us into the fold, And yeah, I'll close in prayer. Lord, we lift up your name. We love you so much, Lord. We thank you that we can trust you, and we can trust, Lord, that you're our shepherd. We can trust, Lord, that you see us, that you see all of us today, whatever our hurt, our pain, our struggle is, Lord. We thank you that you see it, that it is not beyond your eyes, that, Lord, our prayers are not beyond your ears, that you're not deaf to hear us. Lord, we ask that you would help us all to trust you more this week. Lord, to acknowledge you, Lord, to just remember the times when you have intervened. Lord, and even if we can't remember the times you've intervened in our lives, that we can remember when you did it in somebody else's life, Lord. That we remember, Lord, that you parted the Red Sea so the Israelites could walk through on dry ground. Lord, help us remember. And Lord, we ask that you would go before us this week. Lord, that we would all have a testimony that we can share with someone new. Lord, and that all that we do, that we show your love, your grace, and your mercy. And we ask this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.